November 14th was a Tuesday, so that means Jed Williams hosted the weekly UVA Writers Roundtable on WNA's Best Seat in the House. Jed welcomed Jay Jenkins of the Daily Progress, and they talked about the Virginia football team's upcoming game against Miami.
Some basketball thoughts with your phone calls, but right now, a continuation of the UVA Writers Roundtable. Jay Jenkins here from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. I'm the Jettaroo, Jed Williams. Mancini in the house, Adrian Vigil, Jesse Spears outside, taking your calls, 977-1070, 977-1070. He's been holding the line for about 5 minutes, very patient, and I'm very happy that he's a friend of this program. He's the Associate Athletics Director at the University of Virginia, happy enough to call in unsolicited John Oliver on the road. What's up, J.O.?
Hey, Jed, how you doing?
Well, man, how are you?
Doing all right.
So tell us about this football game on Saturday. We got Virginia, Miami at noon. The Cavaliers, I know, want to get bowl eligible, and I know we need Cavalier fans to turn out for it, right?
No question. I think you just think back to this last weekend and all the excitement around that. We're going to need that same level of effort from our fans this weekend. We got to help carry the football team to a win. It's going to be a great game, and we hope everybody comes out and supports them.
Hey, J.O., this is Jay Jenkins from The Progress.
Hey,
just being in the athletic department, how special is it for you to see a senior day-type celebration at these various sports?
You know, from an administrative perspective, you see these kids come in when they're real young, and then you watch them grow up. We get to watch from an academic perspective, a social perspective, and then the athletic perspective. When it all comes together and you get to see them walk out there proud of everything they've accomplished, there's nothing better than that. That's why we're in this business.
John Oliver's with us on the long line. Hey, J.O., I think it's important to emphasize tickets are very much available if fans want to see the Cavaliers on Saturday, correct?
There's no question about that. We've got quite a few left. Miami's turned back quite a few tickets.
All right, so you can get tickets and get there for the noon kickoff, Virginia and Miami, senior day over at Scott Stadium. Hey, finally, while we have you on the line here, speaking of it all coming together, Sunday at the John Paul Jones Arena, the women win by 20, the men storm back in exhilarating fashion and knock off number 10 Arizona. You guys had a grand opening that went beautifully for the John Paul Jones Arena. Just tell us a little bit more about how fulfilling it was for that night to go that way, J.O.
I would tell you that we couldn't have scripted any better. You know, I've been on this project for over 4 years now, and we really thought as the building was getting finished, we were going to have to do something special, and I charged Todd with doing some things, and I went after Michael Buffer, and I thought some crazy ideas. He even put me in the video, and we just tried to make it great, and we wanted to make sure our fans got off to a great start in that building, and I think, as I said, we couldn't have scripted it any better, so it turned out great.
How about that? John Oliver, the security guard. Where did that one come from?
Just know that in real life I would not have run away. Evan Marcus is still giving me a tough time about making him run away. He wants to make a comeback to show that he can still stand up and get it done.
Jay looked like the Terminator, didn't he?
I didn't think that was you. I thought that was an NFL linebacker.
Yeah. We had fun with all of it.
Yeah, you guys outdid yourself. It was great, great stuff on Sunday, and we'll see you Saturday at the football game.
All right, take care.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's John Oliver, the Senior Associate Athletics Director at the University of Virginia on the Casellas Hotline. Unsolicited. Good to hear from him. So you can go to that Miami-Virginia game on Saturday. In the meantime, you can give us some thoughts on the Virginia-Miami game, on the state of the Cavalier program, on the Hurricanes. Are the Cavaliers the favorite? Wherever you want to go in the next 18 minutes or so, we'll take your phone calls right to 7 o'clock. And if you're the best caller on Virginia football tonight, you'll win the Saber Edge one-month subscription. That's all the exclusive content from thesaber.com. And the phone line is open to you at 977-1070. You know, Al Groh was talking at his press conference earlier today about just the fine line in ACC football these days, and he talked about big plays. And I think it's interesting, I guess, not just in the ACC, Jay, but overall the college football landscape has changed so much where, you know, in 1965, 1970, Bear Bryant and Woody Hayes were preaching, be the best blocking, best tackling team every day and you're going to win. That's not necessarily enough anymore, is it?
No, just take Ron Prince, for example. He tried back-to-back trick plays with the passing game, and it worked for him. But it takes those kind of things sometimes when you're, you know, a team that's, you know, below par playing against a team that's, you know, one of the best in the country to be able to pull it off. Some teams, those plays go their way. Other teams, you may throw an interception there and lose by 40. But there's that fine line, and the battles are, you know, mainly won in the trenches, but not always.
Yeah, and the lines are so blurred in the ACC where Maryland has won 5 games in a row, Jay, by a combined 13 points. And I know Al Groh doesn't necessarily have an affection for Ralph Friedgen at Maryland, but you can't help but respect the fact that Maryland has put the team together the way it has, considering that they're not more talented than most of the teams in the ACC.
And you can't help but think that Virginia opened that door for them and said, here, there's a couple wins after this one,
come
too.
On in.
They definitely opened the door for Maryland that day, and then you kind of look back at that game, and I'm sure the coaching staff staff's still a little angry with that one.
Isn't that reinforcement of big plays? Whether it's you making the big plays or you taking the big plays, one way or another, it's about big plays. And that day, it was about Virginia handing away big plays.
Well, I don't think there have been too many instances this year they have had the big plays, so they've kind of only been on the other end of it. So at this point, I'm sure that that's a dirty word around the McHugh Center.
Indeed. Phone calls from you guys for Jay Jenkins from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Let's hit Mike, a good friend of the show, on line one. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Jed. Good evening to you.
Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, buddy. I was calling to just kind of put a bug in all the football fans' ears and tell them we all need to show up Saturday, and we need to be loud and proud this weekend because this is our last game this season at home. It is Miami. They're on a down slump, but guess what? We've never beaten them. So we need to look at that as a motivator. And I watched last weekend a lot of football, and I saw a lot of places that are, you know, not known as football powerhouses, but you could never tell from the fan base the way they were responding. And I think the Virginia fans, as a majority, we're just too complacent. We're just kind of a ho-hum. And I hear this from fans that came and tailgated with us at the NC State game. They were surprised on how quiet it was in that game. And I guess except for the last, you know, 2 or 3 minutes when we made that long drive to win the game, it was a yawner in there. It was really, you could hear crickets almost and hay bales rolling down the field because it was so daggone quiet. And, you know, there's a minority, of us who just go bonkers from start to finish of a game. And I want to see more of that. And if you're not going to be that type of fan, get rid of your tickets. Let somebody that's really going to come in there and enjoy the game and go crazy at a game and be a fan. Because that, like you said the other day, Jed, that is short for fanatic. And that's what you need to be at these football games.
Which sounds exactly like what John Oliver was imploring fans to do just a couple of minutes ago on the show. Be real fans and really take it to that next level in terms of passion on Saturday.
Right. And, you know, even if we're having a bad year, we look at it this way. Two wins, one being over Tech is all that really matters. But if we can beat Miami for the first time, that's a lot to be proud of.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, it's a building year. We accepted that about 4 or 5 games ago. So let's look at it as the last home stand and just make some serious noise and make it a big game.
The challenge has been officially issued by Mike on line one. Good stuff, Mike.
Thanks, Jay.
Thanks, buddy. Jay, your thoughts on this. Could this be in some ways a small referendum on the fan base when you have a team that's likely not going to go to a bowl game, that's in rebuilding mode? Basketball season is in full swing with a ton of enthusiasm, and you got a noon game against a down Miami team on Saturday. Referendum on the state of the level of passion of Virginia fans, whether or not they come?
Well, of course, especially with a maxed out group of recruits that are coming in town to take a look at just that. And I know the noon game, you know, just starting that early in the day factors into it. It does everywhere. And of course, Virginia would rather play at 3:30, you know, anytime after breakfast is still being served.
Sure.
But it makes a huge statement. He mentioned the tumbleweeds that were tumbling over. But, you know, the game played that way, and partly because the players just weren't up for it because the fans weren't up for it.
Right.
It reminded you a little of the Wyoming and Western Michigan games, which, you know, should have been laughers for a reason because of, you know, the name value. People just don't know those two teams. But it's Miami. That's, you know, there's 17 or 18 points separate their 4 losses, 4 of their 5. I mean, they could easily be 9-1.
They were picked to win the ACC's Coastal Division. Mike talked about a couple of words, Virginia fans being quiet and complacent. Does some of that come back to Virginia? You know, Mike and I actually talked off the air yesterday. Jay, could some of that come back to Virginia fans just sort of being fat and happy? I mean, I think in some ways, Virginia fans, they always want the pie in the sky. They always want the championship. At the same time, do they realize how good they've had it, Jay, since George Welsh got here? I mean, over the last 20 or 25 years, Virginia's been a consistently very successful program. Are Virginia fans a little too fat and happy with that and thus maybe quickly dismissive of a team that might finish under 500?
Perhaps, or perhaps the stadium's just a little too big, you know, for years when they're not going to win 9-10 games.
The britches need to come down a belt loop?
You know, they had no trouble when it was 45,000, but, you know, that's the world they live in at this point, and they're going to have to, you know, try to respond to it, you know, whether they have to find some creative marketing ways to get folks in there. $50 a ticket, you know, that's a little bit much for some people that live in this area.
Yeah, it's laying down some dough. Here's Andy on line two. Thanks for holding, Andy.
Okay, just a couple things real quick, please. Maybe you just answered one of my questions, which was how much, you said there are ample tickets, and so they are $50 a piece.
That's what we're hearing, $50 flat rate for a single ticket Saturday.
Okay. Number two, that's fine. Number two, I bleed Wahoo colors, and when I come to the game, I usually leave very hoarse, and the previous caller, I think, hit the nail on the head. Some of my VPI friends call the Wahoo population country club mentality.
Mm-hmm.
fat, rich, spoiled, and they're not at all in the good old Blacksburg BPI mode. Miami stretches. There's a lot of truth to that. If we're to beat Miami, if we play our best and they play their best, we'll get beat. But if we're fortunate, which I hope we will be, I'm predicting something like 17-14 favor of UVA. And as much as I would like to see it, if we lose by 14 the following week, I'll be happy. And yeah. I don't want to see us loop black. BPI is tough.
This is the best chance to win, unquestionably, the rest of the way.
Positively, and I hope we can do it.
No doubt about it. Thank you, sir. Good to hear
from you.
All right, that's Andy on line two. You know, it is an interesting statement, I guess, by the Virginia fans and how they perceive the Miami game and how they perceive rebuilding, and I guess you know, we'll find out Saturday at noon, Jay.
And how they perceive noon games.
Yeah.
I mean, there are just so many things on the social agenda on a Friday night for a lot of UVA students. They may not... you know, partake in the first half of that contest.
I guess the other thing, though, is the longstanding reputation of Virginia football. Yeah, it does have a wine and cheese reputation, a country club reputation, and that didn't start this year and it didn't start last year. That started dozens and dozens and decades of years ago. And if Virginia fans are so, you know, dissatisfied with that reputation, then they can, to a certain degree, control the process of changing that.
Well, there are a lot of programs where you enjoy that kind of, you know, Zima atmosphere before the game, but, you know, at the same time, then when the fans walk in the gates, they're there to stay and they're there to cheer and, you know, support their team. You know, maybe the way the stadium's set up, they're just not close enough to the field. I don't know, but, you know, there are a number of things you could look at, but it definitely needs to change, you know, for a better. Marcus Hamilton was telling me after the NC State game when Tony Franklin took a bow that, you know, he was tired of hearing negative comments come from the fan base,
really?
From the home stands, you know, towards certain players. And
Can't have that.
That's the worst part.
They wear suits to games. That's absurd. Sorry, I had to go back to that rant.
All right, well, most of them don't.
I know.
There's a great population that, you know, sits in the upper deck or whatever that, you know, would be at a game that Virginia played 300 miles away if they
sure.
could.
But a reputation's a reputation. And as we know, sometimes the minority, unfairly or fairly, can come to represent the majority.
And it's that minority that's parked, you know, 3 feet away from the front door that you have to see on your way in.
Yeah.
It's not the ones that are over at, you know, different various restaurants an hour before that.
Yeah, exactly right. We're going to break. 977-1070. Virginia football calls right to 7 o'clock. We'll get to some hardcore gridiron, the team itself, some news and notes from the press conference. On the other side of this timeout, Tuesday night, best seat in the house, and we're right back after this.